Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, worm and insect farmer, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you, and thank you for tuning in. I have a very special guest this hour. It's Brian Jones, also known as the Plant Whisperer. He's a pioneer and crusader for organic gardening, the use of heirloom seeds, and helping to make the planet a more healthier place in which to live. Before I ask Brian to join me, I want to announce that our new spring growing is for you and for everyone. Catalog is hot off the press. If you haven't received your free copy, you can go online right now to www.arbico-organics.com. arbico-organics.com and sign up to receive one. You can also call in to 1-800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-SOS-BUGS if it's more convenient for you to place your order. For those of you who like e-versions, you can go to the Arbico Organics website and click on the catalog at the left top of the home page, and you can view or download a copy. Take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. I love it when you like us, and you can always follow me directly at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. You know, there's just so much going on this time of the year. This is the time of the year when everybody is in a frenzy, and there's so much excitement about growing everywhere you look. At least, you know, here in Arizona, where I'm from, everything is in bloom. It is so beautiful. Everywhere I look out, it's just all I see are buckets of paint. It looks like bright yellow paint and pink paint and purple paint that's just been strewn out all over the mountainside and everywhere you look because of the wildflowers and the cacti that are in bloom. And, of course, there's just this excitement about growing, and in particular you see the birds kind of going after each other and the rabbits are after each other, and there's just so much excitement. And this is the time of the year when we really get that feel about growing things. And for those of you who are listening, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're growing in containers or whether you're a large market grower or what you're growing, you know, a small little garden in the backyard. It's just exciting that you have the opportunity to do so. Yesterday I was down at the insectary where we raise our insects, and I was just having the best time because one of our dearest friends, a naturopath, homeopath, who's actually been on the show with me many years ago, was out by the insectary shoveling into the back of his truck our amazing compost. And we just had such a great conversation. Here's a guy that totally grows almost all of his food, he and his wife, in their backyard, in their front yard. And he was saying, gosh, what would ever happen to you if we didn't have this amazing compost? And, you know, that's what we talk about a lot on the show, compost, how important composting is. The idea that you can take something that normally you'd throw away. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, with my children out of the house right now, I seem to have a lot more leftovers than I used to. My husband still goes shopping, and me too. And a lot of the times we are shopping, I think, still for a big family and forget that it's just the two of us. And so sometimes we have stuff that we have to toss. And I feel so good because I'm feeding my worms, number one. Number two, I'm composting. I'm taking those, you know, sometimes we just have too many heads of lettuce, and that one goes into the composting receptacle, and I just feel so good about the fact that I'm going to put it right back into my garden, and later on I'm going to get to eat it. So the cycle gets completed. So for those of you who feel guilty about having to throw away food sometimes that you didn't use up, don't feel it any longer, because you can compost it, put it back right back in your garden, and have it nourish you. It's such a beautiful cycle when you think about it. And, you know, we talk a lot about on this show about how important microorganisms are. Those very same microorganisms that live in our gut, the guys, those good guys, those probiotic guys that break down our food so that we can absorb it in our small intestine, into our bloodstream. That's digestion. Those are the same wonderful guys that live in the soil. And, you know, you kind of wonder, well, how did we get them in the first place? Well, they gave them to us. We gave them to them. Who knows, you know, the chicken before the egg, or the egg before the chicken. But however, the whole idea is so exciting when you think about these amazing microorganisms that are constantly breaking down organic matter into humus. And humus, of course, is plant's food. And those microorganisms are the guys that live in our compost. They're the ones that are breaking it down. And they're the ones that make everything so good. When we talk about, you know, the soul of soil, we're talking about those little microorganisms. Those are the guys that we just love and that thrive in our compost. So this great cycle, if you will, of us being able to take something that we used to throw away, which is hard to believe, into the garbage and just let it go. You know, a potato peeling, the back end of a lettuce head, or the core, oh, the outer leaves of a cabbage that we had, you know, the peelings off of carrots, eggshells, all of those kinds of things that we used to just throw out right into the garbage, along with bottles and cardboard and, you know, other pieces of paper and things like that. It seems so silly to do that. Now we get to take that wonderful, wonderful organic material and, just with a little help of Mother Nature, have it get broken down into this beautiful, it should actually, when it breaks down, it should actually be kind of fluffy, should have a nice dark color, and should also have a lovely smell, a very nice earthy smell to it. And it doesn't take long. You don't have to do a whole lot. I mean, composting ranges from just letting it sit to actually kind of tending to it. You can turn it over. And of course, Arbica Organics has a whole bunch of wonderful composting receptacles, all different types. So we probably have about, I'm going to say it, at least 10 different composters that are made from recycled plastic that you put the compostable material into, and they turn, they actually will allow you to, for the liquid that accumulates in the bottom of the receptacles, you can actually take that and drain it off and use that on your plants as a foliar or right into the ground. So there's just a lot of great things when we think about composting. And like I said, you could be as, you know, enthusiastic and into it as much in terms of how you deal with it. Obviously, the more you deal with it, the more often you turn it and aerate it, get more oxygen in there for those good guys, our microorganisms, the quicker it's going to break down and the sooner you can use it. Although my very best girlfriend in New Jersey, she's a master gardener. She calls herself a lazy gardener. And she just lets her stay in a big old heap. And, you know, it just breaks down. And she uses it year after year. Doesn't have to do anything. So everybody gets to be their own kind of composter. And for myself, because we grow insects, a lot of insects, by the way, why, those guys produce an awful lot of leftovers, and by that I mean all the food that we feed these insects, what we call the media, once the food has been used by the insects, it's what we call spent media. It's basically a mixture of a very high protein that's been broken down with wood shavings, and so that is a wonderful product that gets broken down and used by so many people, including many, many of our gardeners here in Arizona and CSAs and community gardens and a whole lot of wonderful just little gardeners like you and me. We're going to take a quick little break, And when we come back, we are going to be talking more about gardening, what's important in your garden, and why we should be gardening organically. So for those of you listening, go take a quick little break and come on back, because we are coming right back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and we're having a great day to hear on The Easy Organic Gardening Show. I just want to thank all of you who do tune in and have tuned in for the last 8 years to the show. There's just been so much to cover, and I have to say that so much has happened over the last 10 years when we think about just thinking about going to your grocery store and how about 10 years ago you couldn't find a single organic thing in your grocery stores, not organic grocery stores. And here you go to all of the mainstream grocery stores now, and they always have an organic section, and it's growing and growing, and that's pretty exciting. I think that's it's time to give everybody a pat on the back and kudos for all the hard work that we've all done to bring the awareness to the world, particularly here in this country, of the benefits of organic foods and organic lifestyle and just the whole idea of gardening. And I think that's why we've seen this huge renaissance of people wanting to garden and take back the ownership of their food and know what they're, you know, what kind of tomato am I growing? I mean, when you go to the grocery store, you don't have any, there's no way of knowing generally. I mean, you do know for apples, you know that there are maybe four, maybe five different varieties. You know, there are about 10,000 varieties of apples, and some of them grow better in the soil where you live than the ones that you get at a grocery store. And if they were grown in your soil, they would taste so much better and so different. And so the same for tomatoes. I mean, you see, they say Roma, but there are, gosh, thousands of Romas. And so it's so fun to know what you're growing, where it came from, what its history and legacy is, and how it got to be where it was, and why the tomato might be yellow or purple or dark, almost black, or even green and still be ripe. And so it's one of these things that I think, why people are wanting to garden so much, why they're enjoying it so much, way more than they used to. And, so this is something that all of us have become accustomed to. Now, when we go to a grocery store, we go, oh yeah, organic, it's there. You know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it did not exist. So, my guest has joined me, and I'd like to introduce you right now to an amazing, amazing person. His name is Brian Jones, and Brian is called the Plant Whisperer. So, I'd like to have Brian join me now. Brian, hello. How are you?
I think we got the
time zones mixed up.
You know what?
Up.
We did. I Googled it, and it told me it was an hour difference, and it's actually 2 hours difference. So
you and I live in Arizona. We're the only state that never changes time.
I know.
And so I know. Isn't that the funniest thing? So yeah, it does. This whole time zone thing does change people from understanding when they're supposed to call in sometime. And I wonder, you know, what it was like before we ever had time zones, you know, when we're all on the same time zone.
Really?
Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't that be something to go back to the way that was? Anyway, I am just thrilled to have you on the show, first of all, because we think so much alike. So much of what I've read on your website and what I've read about you is I feel like I'm reading someone that is saying the same words that, you know, that I've been saying and that we've been saying as a company for so many years. So it's so great to have another member to the club, if you will.
And
we love your seeds. We love your products, and we're selling them through Arbica Organic. So for those of you who are listening, we've got some super duper stuff through Brian and his company. So let's get started here. Tell us, how did you get the name Plant Whisperer?
Well, you know, I was being interviewed by a magazine. They were doing some articles on organic and stuff, and they came out, and I just happened to mention to the gal that ever since I was a little kid, I had this ability to look at a plant and knew what was wrong with the soil or what to add to the soil organically to make the plant produce better. And I didn't realize that this was a gift. You know, I just thought everybody had that ability, you know. And I just happened to mention that to her, and the next thing I know, she's got me, gave me that name, you know, the Plant Whisperer. So That's kind of how that came about. Yeah.
You are one amazing guy. And what I want to, before we get going, I normally give, tell the biography of my guest. I want you to tell us, though, because it's so special.
Well, yeah, that's fine. And yeah.
Yeah. Tell us your story.
I'm basically a farmer, and all of my research and everything that I do is, I'm kind of a religious guy, too. It all came, through our Heavenly Father. I ask direction, and then I get my little project for the day, and that's kind of what led us to all these product lines that we have. The Megamator is the one product that kind of put me on the map a little bit 4 years ago. Now, that was a 14-year project. And what I've done is I've replicated the soil condition where tomatoes grow indigenously, at least the mineral and the nutrient requirements for indigenous plants. See, my theory is that, you know, God put these plants on the planet for a reason, and it's man that has moved them around, which is a good thing. But what we have kind of failed to look at is that these gene pools are used to certain nutrients in the soil. And that's what the Megamator does. So it doesn't matter if you live in Arizona or in Florida or New York or wherever you're at. If your soil condition best reflects that, then the plant will grow and produce the way it was intended. And we're getting triple the crops here in Arizona using that product. But you got to understand, we have desert soil here. And so the soil's not set up to grow vegetables, or at least where these vegetables originally came from. See, they all come from either Europe or Asia. What we had in the Americas here were beans and corn is pretty much it. There's a few wild onions and some wild garlic and, you know, a handful of other things that were here. But we're growing seed that originated either in Europe, Asia, or South America. So once I kind of understood that, then it just kind of led me to this whole kind of new concept of really looking at what we're trying to do here as farmers. And my personal belief, what separates the organic farmer from the conventional farmer or chemical farmer is that chemical farmers feed plants. Organic farmers feed soil. And if you can get your mind around that, then it's a lot easier to kind of what you're trying to achieve at the end of the day. As organic farmers, we're trying to fill that soil and make it more and more productive.
We're going to take a quick break, Brian. When we come back, we're going to have you talk more about the difference between organic and conventional gardening. And for those of you who are listening, we're so glad to have Brian with us right now. Don't go away. We are coming right back with more Brian Jones.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestion enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener with me. This hour is Brian Jones, the Plant Whisperer. He is quite an amazing man, a farmer. And
Are we back?
Yes, we're back. He has two websites, sweetcornorganicnursery.com and Sweet Gardening Organics. That's Sweet Gardening Organics. And let me tell you, these are two lovely websites that just have a lot of inspiring information. I'm going to quote something off of the first website. Mankind has advanced in all aspects of life, but has forgotten that our roots are simple and pure. Human beings once were all patrons of the earth, caring devotees of Mother Nature, answering and honoring all her wishes. Yet somehow, as humankind progressed, instead of embracing and growing with nature, we have banished our roots and foolishly stand by as we watch the destruction of our lovely Mother Earth for temporary gains. Wow. Welcome back, Brian.
You want me to expand on that a little
bit?
Yes,
would you please? I read that, and I was like, wow, why are we just standing around watching this? Why aren't we doing something? What's going on?
I'll tell you what's happened. Corporate America kind of got into the farming industry back into the 50s when they came out with their ammonia nitrates and all these chemicals. Dr. Monsanto is the one that first developed these. Now, The guy fundamentally was a great guy. I mean, personally, from what I understand, what I've read about him. And he had a mission to feed the world, and he thought that he had the answer with ammonium nitrate. Now, this all came out of World War II, out of that technology. Bomb making is where the ammonium nitrate came from. And he discovered this as a nutrient for plant growth. And in theory, it was a great, you know, wonderful discovery. But 4 years into the project, what the scientists were telling him is that the weight of the soil was being reduced. Every time they would apply the ammonia nitrate, the soil would loosen up. And it took them a few years to figure out what was going on. But basically what it does is it vaporizes the humic and tannic acid out of the soil. And this is the vehicle that allows a plant to take in nutrients through its roots. In itself, it doesn't really have a whole lot of food in it, but it's the vehicle that, it's like a road that allows the root to take in food to the plant. Now, what's scary about this is that it takes 2,400 pounds of finished compost to make 8 ounces of humic acid. So me and a guy here, we figured it out. We calculated it out based on Arizona high country land up here where I'm at in Cholo. And 3 applications of ammonia nitrate will remove what it took Mother Nature 300 to 500,000 years to put in that soil. Well, that was a big dilemma for me because I have a retail nursery up here, a small one, and I would have customers come in and said that they were using chemical fertilizers on their gardens, and on year 4, they got nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I asked them what they used, and then they told me, and I said, well, how much did you use? And, you know, it's just a tendency in this country that if one is good, 2 is better. So most of these people were doubling up the quantities of, and then applying this to the soil. Well, it worked great for 3 years, but once your humic acid has been removed, then the plant only has the ability to take in food through the leaves. So isn't that funny that most of these chemicals, the way they're designed, is that you stick them on the end of your hose and then you spray it on the plants. Well, you know, you would get more years out of applying it that way. But the dilemma is that our whole country now has been saturated with this stuff, and our main crop areas are in the decline right now. It's pretty scary. But think about it. Like in Montana, Wyoming, all these wonderful, lush, beautiful lands, black earth, are now, they're at a state now where there's enough humic and fulvic acid that's been removed out of that they're not being able to support even a corn crop now. But years ago, we had 200 million animals, buffalo, living on that land. And think about that for a minute. 200 million animals that were over 2,000 pounds apiece, and the land supported that life, that much life. I mean, that's how fertile that land was. And, of course, the buffalo themselves would help that ecosystem stay in check. You know, they were fertilizing and trampling everything in, and it was just a wonderful deal. So what I discovered, I'd have these people come into the shop, and I'm in a large Mormon community up here. And part of the Mormon families here in this area, they do a lot of gardening to support their large family. So it was like a crisis mode for a lot of these gals. And so I would tell them what they had done. And I literally had some of them crying in my store because there is no warning labels on these products. And this is something that really upsets me. I mean, this is America. Everybody should be able to use whatever they want. It's their right to destroy their land if they own it. But if these chemicals go into our water systems, then we should have some say in the matter. But the point is, it set me on a journey to find the best humic acid in the world. And I've located it in New Mexico a few years ago. Dennis Yellowhorse, a friend of mine, I go directly to him and get the humic from him. And all of our products are Mega Mater or Mega Veggie or Mega Rose, Mega Lawn. You know, all these products have the humic and fulvic acid in it. Because what was happening is that people would come in here, they'd see the light, they want to grow organic, you know, they want to put the chemicals away, but the land was already messed up. So even the organic fertilizers that we make or soil amendments wasn't effective because the humic was gone. So we put it in there in case somebody wants to grow organic. They have to treat that soil and restore it so your fish emulsions and your seaweeds and all these wonderful products and our whole line of stuff will be effective. So if you know anybody that's ever used chemical on the land, and this could go back, clear back to the 50s. See, once it's destroyed, you won't live long enough to make enough compost to get those levels up to where it was before the chemical was put on the land. This will restore it with one application. That's the good news. Is now all of your organic amendments will work to its maximum potential. So the Mega Veggie is one of the best things for that. Or lawns, the Mega Lawn will also do that, because that's where probably the most chemical damage that you'll find in the country is in people's backyards. You know, at least the conventional farmers, they're not going to use any more than what the label says, because they're, you know, it's economics, not because they're good people. It's just that they want to save money. The worst land in the United States is in people's backyard. It's the most destroyed land out there, because for $20 you can go down to the store and buy a chemical and it'll promptly just wipe your soil out.
That's the thing. You know, I'm so delighted that you are bringing this out. You know, very few people talk about this particular issue with fertility, Brian,
right.
And I am just so thrilled. Say, we're going to take another quick break. We're coming back in just a few minutes. Brian, we've got lots to talk about, and
sure.
I think when we come back, we better talk about GMO seeds in particular. And so for those of you who are listening, go get a little snack, take a quick little break, and we are coming right back. Don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this hour is the amazing Brian Jones. He's the plant whisperer. He's also the owner of Sweet Corn Organic Nursery, where you can find his website, sweetcornorganicnursery.com online, and sweetgardenorganics.com. He has a lovely line of products for organic gardening and farming. And his mission is to educate the masses about the benefits of gardening organically and the know-hows of organic gardening. Inspire people to take up organic gardening and thereby spread and share the joy and satisfaction of growing healthy food. Welcome back, Brian.
Hey, it's good to be back.
So we could talk a lot because you are so inspired. And like I said, I'm glad you're here in Arizona. We're gonna become really good friends. That's all I can
say.
Excited. Love your seeds. Love your products.
Hey, do you mind if I tell everybody? Right now, if you go to the Sweet Corn Organic Nursery site, we have available about 128 different plants that you can buy, and they're 100% organically grown, and they're growing in our Flicka seed soil, which is the most amazing soil in the industry right now. We've been in 12 trials, and we're number one in every one. And what it contains is all 19 of the beneficial microbes and all 8 of the mycorrhizae. However, I haven't figured out a way to get the soil out to the masses right now in a big way. You can buy it here locally in Arizona, and in Texas. There's a few locations that you can get it. But we're working on taking the moisture out of it and suspending all these microbes in the mycorrhiza, where then the customer all he has to do is add water, and the stuff actually will grow right in front of their eyes. So I'm working with another company out of Nevada right now. And hopefully we'll have that online here pretty quick. And then Arbico could also, they could go to Arbico site
you
and purchase it. Yeah.
You can come to us. You can come to you. No shortage of places to go. And we are so we're so blessed to have you here with us today, Brian.
Yeah.
I am so delighted and so, so glad. Let's talk a little bit about, because you are such a proponent, and myself as well, of non-GMO seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing because I had a guest on a few weeks ago who we were talking about. That was her specialty. She has written many books on, the, you know, the not using GMOs. And one of the things that had come up was that a question on our Facebook page, which said, is compost GMO-free? That was a very interesting question.
Go ahead.
Well, I did some research, but the answer to the question is that yes and no. Yes, it is. It can be GMO free if it is properly composted for the proper amount of time at the proper temperature. If it is not, the genes actually, you know, they do transgenic. We move from one to the next. And so I want to be sure that people that are out there listening, I want you to be really aware of this, that if you are purchasing, you know, quote-unquote compost from a source that you are not sure what the makeup of that compost is, bear in mind that if you're buying compost that came from a feedlot or a dairy, the animals were fed GMO soy and canola and corn,
alfalfa
and cottonseed, that those products, unless they've been, quote unquote, composted properly, you know, here you are in your backyard, you're loving your backyard, you're loving your organic garden, and all of a sudden, without you even knowing it, you are putting GMOs into your garden. So we want you to be really careful. I'm going to let you talk about that, Brian, and then we're going to
continue. The thing to guard against that is, like, we make all of our own worm castings here, and I feed my worms nothing but organic. And then on our general compost piles, we break down everything organic. So that's your safeguard against it, because we really, I mean, we're only into the GMO experiment for about 26 years now, and we really don't understand how, when it does break down, you got to understand this is a foreign object that the world has never seen before. When you take the DNA of an animal and you implant it in the plant, it goes against every gene barrier that God has put in place. I mean, that's why dogs and cats don't breathe. It's for our protection. It's and the only way this GMO can be made is in a laboratory. In nature, this never occurs. You never break a gene barrier in nature. I mean, everything's in place where that cannot happen. So what my argument is that what is this doing to the microbes and the sublife and the soil? I mean, they're encountering a organism that the world has never seen, nor would it ever see if man hadn't got in there and manipulated it. So I don't know what the long-term effects of that's going to be. So you're right. The best way to guard against that is to make your own compost, and or bring in sources of material that you know is GMO-free. And we use a lot of oak leaves and pine needles and, you know, things that are available to us up here in Shiloh. Yeah.
Well, it was really surprising to me because I had not really thought about it. And what I do know is that We know that those wonderful microorganisms that you and I are talking about will break down strontium, plutonium, cesium. We know that. They will break down trichothecines and ochratoxins that are horrible biotoxins that come from molds that have been used in biological warfare. So it seemed to me, but here's, this is something very different because we're talking about DNA. And what the studies found is that if it had not been properly composted, it actually, it was transgenic, and it went right into the genes.
Well, I'm glad that somebody has taken the time to research that then. You
it's
know,
quite interesting.
So the heat will break down that GMO.
Proper heat and length. I'll send you the article. It's quite interesting. It's from the University of Copenhagen University. And those guys, of course, the amazing thing is in Europe, they don't allow any GMOs. They just absolutely don't. For people that are even purchasing, you know, if you buy something like cheese or milk here in the United States, if it's not organic, you can guarantee that the animals were fed genetically modified food, and it's having an impact on your gut. It does.
Yeah.
It does hurt microorganisms. We've got 2 minutes, and we probably could talk hours. We're going to have you back. But let's talk about GMOs for the next 2 minutes and so that you get that message out. And
sure. Yeah, I've been fighting against this for 26 years now. And the general public, thank God, has kind of woken up to it about 4 or 5 years ago where – you know, just normal conversation, that subject can come up now and people can talk about it. But 26 years ago, they didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers. You know, we didn't have the way of getting the word out like we do now. That's the good news. I have talked at the March Against Monsanto in Tempe, a couple of times here, recently. And basically, what really, you know, and here my company is Sweet Corn Organic Nursery, but when we chose that name, we had no idea what was coming with our corn crops. You know, it's kind of a weird deal, you know. Here I'm pushing sweet corn, and 99% of it's GMO now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, good that you did it. You know, good that you've been the pioneer, and, you know, we've got
I moved to Sholo. You know, I moved up here to protect our seed crops because in the valley, all of the corn was starting to be growing GMO down there.
Listen, we've got 10 seconds. What's your message to our listeners today? And we're going to bring you back.
You got it.
What's your message to our listeners today?
Oh, my message is grow organic and just have fun out there. When your soil is right and everything is running on all cylinders, there's nothing better than to be out in your garden.
Nothing better. And thank you so much, Brian, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. We'll have another great guest next Sunday as well at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co. Because at BigBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.